I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
We kind of knew this is who they were, that they were outside of themselves a little bit, but they have to play perfect and they have to play their brand. And if they get any little mistake, you knew they weren't winning. I felt like the Giants game was over at halftime.
Brandon Tierney.
This doesn't spark something, a maturity, a newfound awareness, a picture bigger than myself right from his shoes, and or being benched damages his psyche to the point where he can't recover. He's not the guy anyway.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:01 on The Fan. What's going on, everybody? How are you today? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Appreciate you hanging out with us Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. It is the start of Week 13 tonight. Go Bills! Smack those Patriots, Jets, Vikes, Giants, Commanders. We are up to our necks and fun stuff. I don't know if this is going to be very fun, though, here, Teague. I don't know if Yankee fans are going to find this fun. So, you know, yesterday we got the news, the report. It's a loosely worded report, neighborhood of $300 million over 8 years for Aaron Judge. Now, see, the problem is that the Yankees put themselves in a position where they are doing business the wrong way. They are reacting rather than being proactive. And this all started by the weak 7-year, $213 million offer that they made on opening day. So now, just follow this. So 7 years, 213 has now become 8 years at $300 million neighborhood-ish. That's nowhere near going to get it done.
Yeah, but that's just a starting point.
I understand that.
Correct.
Yes. But then, and this is what some Yankee fans are going to want to hear, I'm not going much past that.
What?
You know, you've got to be prepared from a Yankee point of view to walk away from this negotiation.
Not
at 8,300. If it starts going, you know, 8,360, 9.
But why? Because it's money. For the Yankees, it's money. And if you're going to hang on to one star, like one iconic player, one transcendent Yankee of this generation, it's Aaron Judge.
I agree with that.
It's all because of you know, ticket sales and jersey sales and judges' chambers and all these things that we talk about with Aaron Judge. But it's also because he gives you the best chance to score, win, advance, do all of those things. You gotta let him evolve into this postseason player. We've seen it regular season, obviously, last season. Maybe not replicable with 62 home runs, but I do think he can have 115, 20 RBIs every year, hit 50 or so, almost 50 bombs a season. They need that. So if you let that go, how are you replacing that?
Well, first of all, did I miss the parade this past year for the Yankees? I mean, I would have thought as the home of the Yankees here at WFN, we would have been doing the show somewhere along the Canada Heroes with the rest of our
co-workers. Okay, Mr. Obvious.
I mean, did I miss a parade? Did I miss the confetti? What? Did I miss something? Yankees didn't win. And Aaron Judge had the most amazing season of my lifetime that was not derived through PEDs like a Bonds and some of the other cheaters, right? Tick, if it was up to me, I would give Aaron Judge $500 million, right? The problem is, it's our problem, really, not even the Yankees' problem. The Yankees have made this a problem. This is about, if you give Judge too much, it will preclude the Yankees, unfortunately, from doing what the Yankees need to do to actually have that parade down the Canyon of Heroes. I love Aaron Judge. He is emotionally reliable. He is physically reliable. He is as good a role model in sports that we have.
Mm-hmm.
He is box office. He is transcendent. He is literally, for many, larger than life. You know, it's one thing to be a great player. Like Kevin Durant's a great player. Kevin Durant doesn't resonate the way Aaron Judge does. Nobody does. Nobody. Alonzo, no. Randall, no. Any Ranger, no. Nobody does. So, yes, I want the Yankees to keep him, but the Yankees have boxed themselves in a position where they are now allowing the Giants, and here's what's scary, maybe a third team. You know, we don't know. There's going to be some outlier offer out there that just blows this into a part of the financial realm that is not going to be palatable for the Yankees. And if that happens, and say, let's say this thing, let me just throw this out there. Let's say the Giants come 9-365.
Okay.
What do the Yankees do?
Which is about 40 a year, right? So what did the Yankees do?
Yeah, it's a little bit more. 40 times 9, 360. What do the Yankees do?
To me, that's $65 million more dollars over 9 years. Right?
Okay.
So $65 million more over 9 years, which is, what, $7 million more a year?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that worth it for your iconic player?
To
the
me,
guy,
it is.
The guy that you can identify as your star, as your captain. We keep talking about that, but who knows if that actually is interesting or important to Aaron Judge. I think it probably is, but we keep talking about that. Isn't that worth that much to me? Because to me, it's money. And I know that they have this philosophy that was centered around profitability or their expense load, right? We got this paycheck due. Remember I said at the beginning of the season, we got this paycheck due or this bill due and that. And my partners I got to worry about. Our investors we got to worry about. But without Aaron Judge, all of those ancillary sales and interest, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge is a superstar.
Unless you win.
Unless you win. But are they winning without Aaron Judge?
If you go out and you do the right thing, you can.
But do you believe that they're going to go do the right thing?
Well, I know.
Or here's the problem. Once they move on from, in theory, move on from Aaron Judge and say, oh, we got to go get these other guys. What's the likelihood that Trey Turner signs here? What's the likelihood that Xander Bogaerts, who now looks like he's fully done with the Boston Red Sox, they said they've stopped even negotiating with Boston.
Yeah, he's on the move.
So he's going someplace else. But what's the likelihood that you get deals done with all those guys?
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you this.
You lose control.
But I'll tell you, no. But yes and no. I can't give you a definitive percentage because I don't know, neither do you. Nobody knows.
We have no idea.
You just asked me, what's the likelihood of getting Bogaerts and Turner if the Yankees do not retain Judge? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know the answer to this.
Yeah, by the way, we bring those two up because yesterday's report was that if they don't sign Aaron Judge, those are the two that the Yankees will likely target.
Yeah, well, that they're all in on Bogaerts and probable that they would also then strongly pursue Turner. Here's the thing. I don't know the answer to that part. I know the answer to this part. If the Yankees do sign Judge, you know what the percentage is that they're getting those guys? Zero. It's zero.
So those two collectively versus Judge, where are we at as far as winning? I think that's the question you have to ask
yourself. The Yankees are a better baseball team with Turner and Bogaerts than they are with Judge and nothing else.
I mean,
and you can sigh all you want. It's just, it is what it is. Now, I want to be fair. If I had an ounce, and this is what drives me crazy about the way the Yankees are run right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I had an ounce of faith that Hal would demand that Cashman went out and really pursued a galaxy of stars like in 2009 or like George did many different times.
Gave you one of those. I don't care how much it costs.
Correct.
Yeah.
The move here is, let me not bury the lead. The real move is to sign Aaron Judge and sign either Bogaerts or Turner or Judge and Verlander. Does anybody think that's happening?
Mm. No.
I don't?
No. Because they haven't proven over the last 4 or 5 whatever years that they will do it prudently.
Yes.
Now, they spent money, but it's been a little bit imprudent, right?
From what
we've seen with Josh Donaldson.
That's right.
Even the Aaron Hicks deal, even though it's not really that punitive, but it is $10 million on the contract.
And it's a roster spot.
On the roster every single year. So they haven't done it well. They will spend it. Now, the only challenge I see for the Yankees is getting out from under these bad contracts so that they can spend that money. And it might be painful for a season, maybe a two, but that's worth it to me. Suck it up. Pay the luxury tax. But you got to pay Aaron Judge. You got to keep him here because he is a superstar. You know him when you see him, right? You know stars in any sport. You just they're plainly obvious. You can't let stars walk because it means a lot to the fan base, and I think it means a lot to that clubhouse.
All right, 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. He is an amazing specimen. He is an amazing human. The Yankees have amazingly butchered what should be such an easy negotiation. And just think about the chronology of this year, because they have now been brought into a part of the pool they don't want to swim in, all right? This is, and I need to reiterate this, they are literally doing the worst type of business imaginable. They are now reacting to what else is out there rather than being proactive earlier where they kind of control things. 7 years, 213, not enough. Now we're up to 8 years, $300 million neighborhood. No chance is that going to be enough. Now, you know, do the Giants, do the Dodgers, do the Rangers, do the Mets? I mean, does somebody else bring you closer to $400 million? And if that, I mean, you laugh, but it's going to be closer to four than three.
Yeah.
I believe, you think it's going to be north of 350?
Well, I mean, if the Yankees starting point
is
$300 million,
yes.
Just waiting to see what the Giants now present, it's. I don't say it's going to be a bidding war, but it could be a bidding war.
It's absolutely going to be a bidding war.
And the comeback for San Francisco is going to be, all right, 300?
Well, yeah, gotcha. I see $30 million to start.
Exactly.
330. What do you got?
330.
All right.
And then the Yankees are going to
have... Yankees will say, all right, we'll go 340. And then they'll say, all right, we'll hit you 350.
Yeah.
Watch how this thing goes.
I know.
Watch.
Now, we might not see it.
No, I agree with that.
In real time?
Yeah.
You know, like it's an auction or something, but we'll hear about it.
That's right.
When it's all said and done.
I got to tell you, Teague, I've seen a lot. I know it's not the ultimate barometer of emotion or sentiment, but and then we're going to get to these calls. I think a lot of Yankee fans have drawn that line of delineation. You see me, because I love Judge so much and I recognize maybe the deeper financial value and things that you and I have quantified over the year here, really, what he means to the stadium, what he means to merchandise sale, branding, etc. And that's a trickle-down advertising effect here on the Fan, on the Yes Network, blah, blah, blah. I'm even throwing an extra year on there, and I'm even throwing an extra $60, $70 million. I think Yankee fans, for the most part, they're like, yo, 7 years, dude, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think there's now a clear line of delineation. Yankee fans are getting a little tired of this now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he was 27, different story. But he's not. He's 31. And I think Yankee fans realize, and I think that their line in the sand is driven by the fact that they know that Hal's not going to do the other stuff required to win a World Series.
But we don't know that.
No, we know.
We know. Well, I think we're assuming.
No, we know. We know.
When will we know the opposite is true, though? That's what we don't know.
When he does what he hasn't done for 5 years. He's shown no inclination to do that.
So
and I don't believe he'll do it now.
So sign Aaron Judge, eat a salary like Cohen did last year.
So you mean sign Aaron Judge?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then eat a salary, whatever.
What do you mean eat his salary?
Not his, somebody's.
Oh.
Like
you mean
Donaldson or Hick or whatever.
Okay.
Whoever.
And then add to it? No way is that happening.
It needs to, though.
I agree.
That's the only way the Yankees win a championship. That's the only way they win a championship. But to me, it starts with keeping Aaron Judge. You have to keep Aaron Judge.
I mean, listen, the easiest thing here is you sign Aaron Judge, whatever the number is, you match it, you keep him here, you slap the captaincy on him, boom, you go from there. And then you sign Rondon, or you make a move for Verlander, you get rid of Donaldson, you get rid of Hayes. Of course you do this. Does anybody really think they're going to do this? I think the answer is no. We do not have that faith. 877-337-6666. So, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guarantee. Lowest price, the name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. We need to have a very honest discussion about our hero. All right, Aaron Judge, one of the great heroes in the sport and in sport. What is the line that you draw in the sand and you say, that's it, we love you, Take it or leave it. There's got to be a number. I gave you mine. Take in Tierney right here on The Fan.
Just do it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
I think I'm going to have to go to that Metallica concert there, Mr. Barber.
Dude, you're going crazy in the break.
Oh, I love Metallica.
In your blinking face.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's Robert. That's going to be fun. Good fun summer concert. All right, 1022 on The Fan. Good Thursday morning to everybody. Tiki and Tierney here, 877-337-6666. So the way I see it, the Yankees can do one of two things. Number one, they can sign Judge. They can bring back Benintendi. They can sign somebody like Rondon. Obviously, you can always insert Verlander instead of Rondon, but I don't think that's going to happen. And then maybe, I think it's unfair and even unrealistic to ask them to eat both contracts. Mm-hmm. But either Donaldson or Hicks, they resolve one of those two, right? Or if they don't sign Judge, Bogarts, Turner, maybe trade Torres for an arm. And if you don't sign Judge, then I don't think it's out of the realm where we're going to demand. All right, listen, now you have to get rid of Donaldson and Hicks. Like, there's so many different things that they could do.
Yeah, if you're saving money by not signing Aaron Judge to $350 or whatever the heck the bid ends up being that he ends up going to San Francisco, you better spend that money doing something.
You better resolve the other things that drive us nuts.
That's right.
Because we're going to opening day, when if he's wearing that black and orange, we are going to be pissed. And if we have to hear at third base, Josh Donaldson ripped the bolts out of the seats there. So now that can't happen. Now listen, in an ideal world, it's number one. You sign Judge, you bring back Benintendi, DJ's healthy, you got Rondon, you tell either Donaldson or Hicks to get lost, one of the young kids wins the job, and here we go. That's an ideal world. The problem, and I should say the fear that I think many of us have, is that we don't believe that the Yankees will do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that they do sign Judge, that's it.
Well, yeah.
And that ain't good enough.
You think the people want Judge? You think they want
We all want Judge, but we all want a championship as well. And I don't know if there's that intersection based on their lack of willingness to do what is required to add to the base.
BT's fabled arc of intersection.
That's right. That's right. but I do think that if we get to the calls here, as we get to the calls, I do think this, that there is a growing sentiment. And this would have seemed unthinkable in the throes of this amazing season he bestowed upon us. Yankee fans, in the very rational part of their minds, the pragmatic part, and yes, we do have pragmatic, rational parts as Yankee fans. We do. We have to dig down deep to find it, but we do. I believe a lot of Yankee fans are open to a future without Aaron Judge. I do. All right, let's get Angelo South Ozone Park. What's going on, Angelo? How are you today?
Okay, fine. Well, and based on Aaron Judge, I don't think he's worth the contract that he's going to wind up getting. And I'll tell you why.
Please.
He has two spots he cannot touch the ball, down and away and up and in. Why pitchers don't throw in those spots, I have no idea.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
It's a little harder
it's easier said than done because he'll spin on him.
Yeah, and when you miss, it's 450 feet the other way or dead center. Yeah. Or not the other way.
It was really just Scherzer, right? Who punished him there?
Oh, Scherzer destroyed him in Queens with that slider.
The down and away.
And he had a little bit of a three-week funk where Angel, I'll let you make your point further for sure, but I remember them saying on the Yes Network one night, I think it was Kay, where he was going into the slider machine before games to kind of clean up that hole in his swing that they were beginning to exploit, and he effectively did, and the numbers proved that out. Anyway, go ahead, Angelo.
Then he just started walking every single at-bat.
When they played Cleveland, what did he bat?
Well, nobody hit.
But what did he bat against Cleveland?
I don't know, 120, whatever the night. It was horrible. Nobody hit.
It wasn't good.
Nobody hit.
What I'm saying is Cleveland has the best manager in baseball and probably the best coaching staff.
Okay.
And they threw the ball in that spot. Judge got, I think, three hits the whole series.
Well, Angela, let me ask you this. Rather than, like, relitigate, you know, the divisional series and the futility that all the Yankees showed in October, do you want him back or no?
I don't think he's worth the money.
Fair enough. I got you. Okay. Now, That's the first call we took. I'm just telling you, Teak.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner's instincts are usually on point with this stuff. And I think there's going to be more of those calls than the opposite. I don't know. Let's go down to Manalapan, New Jersey. Corey is on the fan. What's going on, Corey? How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. This is my thought. Just what you said in the beginning, what your commentary, is that I have no faith in the Steinbrenner family saying, okay, we signed Judge. Let's go do the rest of the let's pick up this guy. Let's pick up that guy. I feel that if we sign Judge, then we're done, and we're not going anywhere, and that's going to piss me off and probably a lot of Yankee fans. I don't know what – I know what we need to do. And, yes, I do think we could be better with the Turner and with Bogaerts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep.
With guys like that who are you know, younger, and can do more. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys talk.
Corey. I mean, we got to alert Mr. Corey of the rules here.
Hang up here, Corey.
Yeah, I mean, if you're new to the show, we don't like you to say, I'll hang up and listen.
By the way, it wasn't as bad as we thought in Cleveland.
Then we can't have a conversation.
200.
Yeah.
Two home runs, three RBIs. But 11.
Okay. I mean, the totality. The Yankees set records strikeouts. For. Yeah,
okay, I'm talking about Judge specifically.
Yeah, no, I got you. You know, the more I think about this, I'm beginning to really resent the Yankees for forcing us to take a position that none of us want to take. Mm. Like, I don't know how many Yankee
fans, which is move on from Aaron Judge.
Well, you know, forcing a hard stance against Aaron Judge. No. Let's not confuse what I'm saying here. I'm not getting on the air saying, get rid of Aaron Judge. What I'm saying is, there's got to be a point where you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, I'll even give him the ninth year, begrudgingly. I know it's going to come back to crush him. But 9 years, 365, and if you don't want that, then you just, that's it. I'm done. That's it. But I really do. I don't resent Judge. I resent the Yankees for forcing us to take this position that is not a very enviable position to take. Listen, I don't know exactly. I mean, I'm sure I could do it. But of all the hosts in New York, right? How many of us are Yankee fans? I don't know. Whatever. Let's just say there's eight of us. I don't know. There's not one of us that wants to get on the air and say, let Aaron Judge walk.
But a lot of people are going to come on and say, let him walk.
Because we are smart enough to know, based on what the Yankees have shown us, that they're not going to do what's required to add to Judge if they keep Judge for some exorbitant number. That's the problem. The problem's not Judge. Judge is in many ways the only solution. The problem is the Yankees forgot how to do business like the Yankees do, or did. Pablo, Long Island. What up, Pablo?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
Pablo?
So how about Yankees give him $20 million per year, 10 years, guaranteed money, Now, if you play 140 games, I give you a bonus.
Stop. You can't take a contingent deal
when you've been in the system for 8 years. You just can't.
First, I don't even know if that's allowed.
I don't think it is.
First of all, Pablo, I really don't, bud.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I think it's allowed in, like, the NFL, it's allowed.
Yeah,
right?
and what happens, Pablo, thanks for the call there. Like, if you make a trade and, like, well, if this guy, quarterback, plays 60% of the snaps, it goes from a third-round pick to a second. Yes.
And bonuses.
If you hit
whatever milestone, it's bonuses because they're factored into the CBA as likely to be earned incentives and unlikely to be earned incentives. The unlikely to be earned incentives don't count against the cap. The likely to be earned incentives, say, for instance, if you start, you know, 16 games or 17 games, you get a $5 million bonus and you're the starting quarterback, it's a likely to be earned incentive. Therefore, it counts against the cap. But it's different in the NFL. You can't do it in baseball. At least I haven't seen it done in baseball.
I've never seen a contract like that. Let's get, at least not in terms of a superstar coming off a monstrous historical season. Luke's in Farmingdale. What's up, Luke?
What's up, guys?
Oh,
everyone, love the show.
Thanks, man. Buddy. What's up,
dude? I think the big thing with Aaron Judge is true Yankee fans are sick of watching this guy struggle in the postseason. You're going to give $400 million to a guy who's batting 120, striking out constantly, you know, showing up the Astros and then watch, you know, sitting there with your tears in his eyes, Altuve's knocking him into the next round of the playoffs. It's not worth it. They talk about making him a captain. You know, why? Because he's hit 60 home runs in meaningless games against the Orioles.
Well,
you know?
But Luke, hold on a sec. First of all, it's not meaningless because without those home runs, they're not even a playoff team, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and I know you know this, baseball's hard, man. I mean, I could do chapter and verse of superstars that were complete October zeros before they finally found out or discovered some success, or I should say stumbled upon success. He's not the only one.
I don't know, man. Even look at it. I always go back to he's A-Rod Judge, and, you know, A-Rod had his one good year when he was juiced out of his mind.
Yeah.
But still, you see it. Sometimes you just don't have that clutch gene, and it never changes. You know, take the $40 million you're going to spend on Judge and give me three, you know, 290 hitters with 20 home runs. Let me ask you a question before you let me go.
Good.
How many players on the 1998 Yankees hit 30 home runs?
None.
Mm-hmm.
None, exactly.
But Luke, it's different, Luke. I get that. You know, they had a lot of guys that would pop, you know, 17, 19, 22, 24, dispersed through, up and down the lineup. But, and I'm not even saying that your last point is wrong about, you know, multiple 290-ish hitters making the Yankees better. No, I have said that. And it sucks that, you know, it's really, it's ridiculous that we're even having this conversation.
Yeah.
When I really think about the root of what is tearing us apart at our baseball soul right now, like, to even have to have the debate, the internal struggle, man, should the Yankees let Aaron Judge go for somebody like Bogarts and Turner? We shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
We should not be at this point.
By the way,
to
our last caller, it's not allowed, the incentives. Your instinct is right. It's not allowed. I mean, look, you got to be fair. I mean, there have been two postseasons where he actually did hit. I'm just looking at the
He's got 13 home runs in 44 games.
The raw average.
Prorate that. That's 26 over 88.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 39. I mean, you know, like, it's like he's been impotent.
Exactly.
Stop.
In 19, he hit .265. Right, he had, I don't know how many hits he had because it's not loading this thing here, but he actually didn't have a bad postseason in 19. He had a really good one in 18. They just couldn't get past Boston that year. I mean, they lost in four to Boston, but he hit .420.
Yeah.
So the last two, yeah, of course. I mean, he was worn out this past. Actually, the last one, 21, it was one game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was one for four, whatever it was, at .250, whatever. It was one game.
Yeah, and I got you.
It wasn't his fault. And then last year, he had an exhaustive season. He chased this record till the last possible moment, and his mind wasn't ready for the postseason.
I hear you.
So, I mean, again, I'm making excuses for him, but the point is, he's a superstar. We know he's a superstar. He deserves to be paid like a superstar.
I agree with that. Start NFL, I just want them to do other stuff, and I don't think anybody thinks that they will.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get get back to the Jets and Giants a little later. It's a huge week, and it begins tonight. Week 13 around the NFL, Bills and the Pats. Obviously, Jet fans and AFC fans with eyes on that. So we'll do a little football later, of course. It's 10:42 on the Fan. Good morning, everybody. Tiki and Tierney Show. What's happening? Knicks, I mean, can you finish off a game one of these days? Jeez. I mean, and I can't crush Brunson. He's been good, but he's been very good. But, dude, you missed multiple shots the other night, you know, in an overtime loss. You missed free throws last night. What is R.J. Barrett, who played well, finally, in terms of an efficient game, why is he launching a three? He's got no business taking the Knicks are a mess. They are just a mess.
He can't make a three that's set and, you know, perfectly kicked out to him and maybe run out just barely. So why are you launching one at all? Interestingly, on the other side of the river.
Yes.
Brooklyn is quietly over 500.
Oh, yeah. They've won, what, three in a row, six out of seven? I told you that was coming.
Of course.
KD's been money. Kyrie's back, so... that's the early hoop thumbnail sketch. The Knicks aren't winning. The Nets are. And it's pretty much what we thought would happen before the season started. You know, I just hope the Knicks make a trade. And it's like they're wallowing six, seven, eight games below 500 like other Knicks teams have over the years. But, you know, there's a lot of redundancy. You've heard me say this a lot. The Randall Barrett thing. Not a lot of size in the backcourt. Just a log jam at certain positions. Poorly constructed team by Leon Rose. And... hopefully he finally gets off his behind and starts cashing in some of those assets that he has. I mean, yeah, you can't take assets. You can't take money to the grave, and you can't take draft picks to the grave.
And you also can't just keep doing the same things, like sitting at the same juncture where you have ammunition to make moves and not do anything.
Yeah, of course.
They've been doing this. It feels like they've been sitting there for multiple years.
They have been
doing the same thing.
And I understood that was a good way to start his regime.
Of course, you can't knock him.
You know, no, but
that's
now,
how you rebuild.
Yeah, you gotta cash in the chips at some point. All right, 877-337-6666. So this is interesting. It's a little bit of a double down here. MLB Network's John Morosi continues to assert that Aaron Judge will sign at the winter meetings, that it will not drag out, which obviously would be beneficial to everybody. Let's say if I don't want to see the unthinkable because there's a decent percentage that it happens, but if he signs with San Francisco, that at least gives the Yankees a chance to pivot. Like the last thing you want to have is Aaron Judge sign, I don't know, January 3rd, and everybody's gone.
You think he feels like he owes it to the Yankees to do that, to get it done?
No. No, I don't believe that he even processes that at all.
And
no.
Doesn't care?
No.
Maybe.
No, I don't think, no. Well, I do believe that in his heart there's a little bit of a pull for the organization that drafted him, developed him, the stadium, the fans, the aura, the uniform, the possible captaincy. No question. But do I think that he is incorporated within his mindset? You know, I better make sure that let me make sure that I sign in a timely manner so that if I do leave the Yankees, they're not left. No, he doesn't care about that. He's trying to get every penny. 877-337-6666. All right, Hector in Brooklyn, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
All right, Kenny, how you doing?
Okay.
I want to piggyback what you just said first. I agree, but he got to help himself too because he can't wait too long. Then, you know. He's going to be on the team. He's got to understand that the Yankees got to help him out too. Like, so if he signs late, you got to give the Yankees a chance to sign other players if he's going to stay. I mean, I don't mind him going for every penny.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't leave the Yankees hanging on too long.
Well, and by the way, Hector, that applies to the Giants as well. I mean, if he were to bounce and go back home, then he wants to give the Giants a chance to improve their roster for sure.
That's true. And I agree with you before where I've been on this thing a long time too. Like I understand him trying to get a lot of money, a lot of years, but it doesn't make sense because there's so many good players out there. You could build a team without Judge. I love Judge. I want him on the team.
So do I.
But you can't suck all the money out of the Yankees because then how's he helping your team? You needed help. That's why he struggled so much because nobody was hidden behind him.
Yeah, but I think what's frustrating, Hector, if Aaron Judge was drafted out of Fresno State, thanks for the call, buddy, by the Pirates, okay? We could have that conversation. Like, first of all, he would have been dealt by now, that's for sure. But, you know, let's just say in the world of make-believe, a smaller market team drafted him, the Royals, the Pirates, you know the teams, right? the Orioles before this little possible mini renaissance they were in the middle of or at the beginning of, you know, that's a different conversation because their finances, like, that is applicable. The limitations for their revenue stream would absolutely preclude them from doing the requisite things to make sure that guy's, Aaron in this case, has a chance to win a championship. That does not apply to the Yankees.
No, they have every resource to make every move that they need to win a championship. They're just unwilling to do so as of late.
That's the point.
And that's what's frustrating from a Yankee fan standpoint.
It's infuriating.
And as you just recently, as you said last segment, it puts the Yankee fan in an opinion position to say, get rid of Judge. Because it gives us a better chance to win a championship. Which sounds asinine, and to me it is asinine, but I get it. I can understand why fans feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Rich, who's on Staten Island. Rich is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's happening there, Richie?
Guys, listen, I'm a big lifelong Yankee fan, but as I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to hang up on you. I'll let you guys hang up on me.
I love it.
That's the way it's supposed to work, Rich.
That's the way. Listen, I've said it before. I'll say it again. $40 million at $7 million. And as my Latin friends would say, das it. And as my Italian friends say, tutto per nu.
There we go. We played today, we win today, that's it. That's what Mariano Duncan would say.
And let's face it, guys. We all know 7 years, we're going to have to eat the last 2 years of that contract.
Maybe not. He could be hanging on, banging home runs as a DH.
Man? I mean, how much?
How much what?
How much money? I mean, $40 million at seven. I think that's a lot.
Rich, hold on. You're already below the threshold of what the Yankees reportedly offered. So you're going 40 over 7. That's obviously 280. Yankees are at 300.
What? They're going 8 years?
Yeah, they're going 8 years.
Yeah,
so they're going 8, 300.
Well, yes, 8 so, for 3.
So well, should, you know what? Should they go 8, though. 8, 320?
They're going Maybe. To. Watch.
They well, have to.
Of course.
They're going to have to go 8, 320.
If they're going 8 years, they've done their due diligence. Let them go after that. You can't. I mean, how much are you going to tie up in one man? And let's face it, whenever they paint the corner on him, he can't hit the ball, and he refuses. I don't know where the batting coach is. You got to get Judge 2 or 3 inches closer to the plate because when they paint that corner on the left there, he can't hit it.
Rich, so much of his so many of his home runs come on him turning on that inside fastball, though. Like you see it all the time. He's gotten really good at not chasing, for the most part, even though Scherzer scared the hell out of him, obviously.
Scherzer's also a Hall of Famer. He's got one of the filthiest sliders of all time.
But for the most part, he stays away from that outside slider.
Dude, he hit almost 320. I mean, there are legitimate things to gripe about with certain players. To quibble over his plate discipline is asinine. He almost won the Triple Crown. I mean, let's have a conversation that makes sense, you know? They want to tell me R.J. Barrett needs to stop taking threes or, you know, any other athlete here that has a deficiency. Aaron Judge, yeah, I mean, everybody's got a little vulnerability in the batter's box.
Yeah.
It's the major leagues.
What, do you want him a foot closer to the plate or half a foot closer to the plate so he can take that slider the other way? Like, what are you asking for?
Let's turn him into a right-handed Rod Carew. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up there, Joey?
What's happening, Joe?
Fellas, Joe. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, brother.
That's what I'm saying, Joe.
I don't get why today is so different with all these fans. Give the guy a blank check already. Give him whatever you want.
You're in my camp, Joe. Pay him what he deserves.
He's the MVP. He's the best player in baseball. Me and my boy Glenn, we talk about this every day. Give him a blank check. You want to keep Donaldson? Let him carry his duffel bag full of money. Give him whatever he wants. Give him the house if he could.
All right, now, Joe, hold on a sec. Joe, hang on. Let me throw something at you here. I get it.
Go ahead, Jim.
I got you. All right, give him the blank check. In a lot of ways, he's earned that. Fair. I think most of us agree with that. The problem with the blank check is what's going to follow. I'm going to throw this at you. He gets that blank check, that theoretical blank check. Here's the opening day lineup, all right? Let's say it's Hicks in left. Let's say it's Bader in center, who I like. Mm-hmm. Judge in right. Rizzo back. Torres at second. Let's say one of the kids doesn't win the job, and it's IKF, and then it's Donaldson, and it's the same catchers. The problem with the blank check is that it will preclude them from doing what they need to do to win a championship.
You don't think they go get, at the very least,
what?
Andrew Benintendi?
I don't know. Yeah, I heard he doesn't like playing here.
Danny, you almost made me puke by saying Hicks again.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe.
I mean, I'd rather have Cabrera.
No, me too. And compare yeah, to the job, too, to be fair.
Be a better fit, but yeah. I still think they could do more. You know, they're the Yankees. You can't doubt them with stuff, you know?
Well, why not? Well, you can't
yeah,
these
yeah, you're
days.
Right. You know what?
The problem is these days you
in
can't.
The last, 13 years.
Yeah, these exactly, days you can't, Joe, unfortunately.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, I think the best scenario for the Yankees, and this is what they hope happens, but it is far from guaranteed because it's now depending upon at least two, maybe three of the kids, put those in quotes, the kids to make it and ascend quickly.
Yes.
So you sign Judge. You obviously Bader's in center, Judge's in right. You hope Cabrera can be your everyday left fielder.
I think he's more of a swing guy, but I'm open to it.
But let's just say this: he's your everyday left fielder.
Got it.
You put Beatty at third, not Beatty.
DJ at third.
DJ at third.
Okay.
DJ at third. You have probably
Peraza
yep. as over Volpe.
I think Volpe's going to start in AAA.
Yeah, Peraza over at short.
Yep.
Torres at second. Hope that he just continues to go and Rizzo at first. Like, that's kind of what you need to happen if you're the Yankees.
That's the same team you had last year.
It is, but you hope that the kids start to play high-level baseball. You know what I mean?
Okay. And but meanwhile, the Astros hope. Just got a guy with 304 last year with an OPS of 860 for his career and an MVP, Jose Abreu, who's batting sixth.
Yeah. And so you're in the same.
Beat that
you're
team?
Kind of in the same spot.
And Toronto? I mean, now that they have Donnie on the bench, you know, Donnie's going to just bring a little something to the table. The Orioles are coming. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that this is the Orioles' year now, but like these wins that were kind of guaranteed and baked into the 90-plus wins the Yankees always get, closer to 100, that's starting to dissipate. Some of these low-level teams are getting better, and the Yankees aren't as of now. We'll give them the chance to show that they're going to change, but listen, I react to what I see. Sometimes I react to what I hope for, like what a kid's drafted. I hope he becomes this, but then there's evidence, and I need evidence to the contrary. In terms of what the Yankees have shown me and us for the last 5 years, the willingness to go above and beyond to do what it takes to win, and I have not seen that. So that blind faith is gone. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to earn it back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.